Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, hello, hello. Praise the Lord and God bless you. Thank you so much, my Stars of Heaven Network listeners. I tell you, I'm having some difficulties and I'm a little bit late getting on the air, but I am here. Praise the Lord. And what a blessing it is to be here with you on this midweek day, this beautiful, glorious work day. Work week, and you have tuned into Wonderful Wednesdays, and what a blessing it is to be here with you on today. And I tell you, I'm excited to come back and be here with you for more of Ephraim's offering, and I'm so excited that you have joined me here on the Stars of Heaven Network, and I certainly hope that your day is going well, and your midweek is glorious. And I tell you what a blessing it is to be here with you, to share more with you from the fall harvest. And what a beautiful time of year it is. I'm born in this month, and it's a blessing to just be alive and bless the Lord for all that he's doing. And I tell you, it's a blessing to be prepared. It really is, because when stuff happens, God knows how to improvise for us, amen, and it's a blessing to have things that you need to keep life going, amen, and so the show must go on, and I'm thanking God that I have those things that I need, and thank God for technology, hallelujah, and it's truly the help of the Lord, amen, and God knows how to send us help, he really does. And I bless God for you for tuning in and responding and listening to the broadcast on yesterday. I was encouraged by the feedback that I saw on my Facebook, my Twitter feed. And I tell you, yesterday was really the debut and premier broadcast for this offering. And I'm still being blessed by what the Lord spoke about, him being the Lord of the Rings and the new covenant and the new dominion that we're beholding in, and the new heavens and the new earth that's coming down from the Father of Lights. And I tell you, today on Wonderful Wednesday, I'm continuing that, and I'm speaking on, I'm going to start ministering from the rituals, because again, the Lord gave me the title for this offering, which is Rituals, Customs, and Feast. And today, with the time I have remaining, I'm going to quickly really get to what he's saying, because there's a lot that I have prepared for you, a lot that he's opened up to me for you. So thank you for tuning in. And just quickly, I just want to touch on some things that the Lord was just, I was just sharing with him about being in the place I am now. And the place that I'm in now is truly a place that I as I shared with you, took by faith. Amen. And when I started Brothers of Christ Women's Ministry, it was to clearly fulfill the Great Commission that's upon my life, and which all of us have been given a charge to do. And I tell you, it's really been a faith walk and a faith journey, because that's what our faith is about. It's about the unknown. And I just want to encourage those of you who have a desire to fulfill the Great Commission, that the Lord will lead and guide you in how to do that, and however he chooses to use you, whatever you choose to do that. May the Lord bless you. May his grace be upon it, his peace be upon it. And know that you are authorized, you are commissioned to do so, all of us. And I just pray that the Lord will show you how to govern and use your gift and your talents, amen. Because, it's your stewardship, amen. And I bless God for coming into that revelation and that knowledge, and for allowing me to connect with and be a part of the body of Christ, which is his body, amen, with members made up in particular, hallelujah. And I'm just excited about the apostolic anointing, because the apostolic, which Jesus was, he was the chief apostle. He was governing from so many different dimensions, from the heavens, when he came here on earth. He was the apostle. He was the prophet. As he traveled, he established the gospel by way of by the preaching of the gospel, the evangelistic anointing. So I'm excited about what he's doing today and what he's doing with you, and I'm excited about what he's doing with Brides of Christ Women's Ministries and all of his birthings. And I tell you, the apostolic comes to regulate, amen. It comes to regulate our office and our gifts. And because we're going to make mistakes, but I thank God for the epistles of the apostles, their writings to the church, to show us how to govern our anointings, amen. And it's important to stay within those boundaries, because, you know, even though we have the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit is moving, we got to make sure that as he's moving, that we're doing what we're supposed to do according to how he calls us to do it, and according to whatsoever he calls us to do. Amen. It's a blessing to work out your own salvation. Amen. And do it with fear and trembling. And what I want to share right now, quickly recap about what he said yesterday, because that premiere broadcast was really important, because he said it spoke of the new dominion, the changing of the guards, and the help, glory be to God, the help, amen, that Father God is sending from heaven, amen, from the throne, from the sanctuary, those who he's joining us with, amen. And I pray that you'll be jointly fit together, amen, because God knows who we're to receive and how to receive, and we should be able to receive anybody in the body of Christ if we have the right spirit, amen, and we're governing with humility, and Father God truly is the one who is working through us, and most importantly, respecting the gifts of the body, amen, respecting that and knowing that we are the sheep of his pastor. Nobody belongs to us per se as a minister, as a leader, and me providing the word of the Lord. My thing is to release the word and let it go, amen, and when you go beyond that, when you get into people's personal life and you cross boundaries you shouldn't cross, that's when the Lord will begin to deal with you, amen. And I don't want the Lord ever dealing with me because I'm overstepping my boundaries, because, you know, I feel I have a right, or anybody feels they have the right to your life beyond what you're presenting, amen. So I just pray the Lord will cover you in all that you do, even in your fellowships, that you will know how to govern yourself. You know, amen, and cover yourself and let the Lord do that and show you how to go in and out and find pastors, amen, and show you how to go in and out before such a great people. Because one thing I truly have found and understand, and what the Lord said to one of the prophets, that if you can't deal with the footmen, how can you deal with the sweat and the Jordan? Amen. So being in leadership is not just something that's glorified by the applause of man. It's really a true thing in understanding how to take the reins, how to govern the reins, knowing how to be a watchman, amen, on the wall, and having people you can trust that can help you with your blind spots, amen, and trust with your stuff. But I'm gonna leave that right where it's at and go on because one of the things that I found in my trial was that the Lord was bringing me to the place of birthing Brides of Christ Women's Ministries and birthing the Kingdom of Heaven through me. And a lot of things that I went through and doing all the things that they say you're supposed to do, like submission and serving and going around that mountain so many times, wondering why isn't the things that you show me that you have for me, as far as my gift and my time, why is it not coming forth? Why does it seem like it's being received, even though I'm in the house of the Lord and I'm serving and doing everything I'm supposed to do? And I don't place blame on leadership. I'm going to say that. I'm not going to place blame on anyone. Whatever I went through, whatever my experiences was, it was to bring me to the realization that it was meant for me to, and it was time for me to step out in faith and begin the baby stages, the first stages in birthing the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ that he had for me. And I tell you, one of the main reasons why I kept getting these messages that there's no room in the inn, like Joseph, when she took Mary and she was ready to be delivered and bring forth a son before Jesus, she kept getting there's no room in the inn. Amen. And I kept getting those messages. And I said, okay, Lord, what are you saying? You know, because even though I was serving and I was being received by my giftings and my anointing, I myself, the ministry that he had for me, the anointing he had for me was being blocked and being stopped because it was churching. Amen. It was not about the Kingdom of Heaven. And so there's a big difference between being in a local assembly, churching, and manifesting and birthing the Kingdom of Heaven. It's far different. And now the church is to manifest that with the members of the body. Let me say that. But one thing that I've come to understand and what I came to learn during those times is who I was. Amen. And to understand the anointing upon my life. And when you are a pioneer, when you are plowman, oftentimes you will come into things way before other people come into it. And I got a lot of backlash and a lot of rejection. And I would have lived in that offense and probably would not have wanted to do ministry had I not had the anointing and God had given me revelation, understanding what was on my life, so that what was on my life could work for me. Amen. And it could manifest in the way that he intended to. And knowing that, wow, I'm beautiful. I'm accepted in the beloved. It's not about anybody else. It's about what you said. And so all those years and finally coming to the place of learning how to get comfortable in my anointing, getting comfortable in who I am, because that fulfillment of birthing Brides of Christ Women Ministry would not have happened had I not also been growing as a person, amen, and as an individual, and allowing the Lord to heal me from some things and get understanding that even though I still struggle with some things, that his grace, hallelujah, his grace is sufficient. And so that's stepping out in faith, amen. It's manifesting now by the fruit. And so when I say I took it by faith, I took it by force, I took it, that means I took it by faith, amen. And it was by faith we stand, amen. And so I just wanted to stop and share that with you because rituals, this message, ritual, speaks to that because a lot of things that were stopping and blocking the anointing, the mandate, my destiny, my future, me understanding my prophetic identity, my heavenly identity, was due to rituals. Now, rituals are not a bad thing. Hallelujah. Rituals are not a bad thing at all because rituals, by definition, means is defined as a sequence of events involving gestures, words, and objects prepared in a sequestered place. Amen. So rituals are not a bad thing. And when he gave me this about rituals, he said that he wanted me to minister on it because, you know, it is the rituals. It's those traditions of man, as Jesus said, that make the word of God of none effect. Amen. And also can stunt and block the anointing from coming forth in what he should in the local assembly, in our lives. Amen. Even in when he's trying to do certain moves in the earth realm. So he said that by definition, ritual also means that it is something that's sequestered in a place, amen, according to what is set, amen. This sequence, or these sequences, shall I say, are holy rituals and are traditions which are sacred, amen. They're rituals that are traditional, sacred, and they're also decrees. And that speaks to what I was sharing with you on yesterday when I gave you Esther and about the decrees that she made. And by those decrees that she made those decrees by way of and because of what was contrary, amen. So a lot of times God will have us make a decree and have us decree the decree, glory be to God, when things are contrary. And that's how reform happens and reformation happens, and that's how things are moved. And so when God calls forth people in the body of Christ, especially when you've never heard of them or they're not connected to you, it's real dangerous not to respect that, because God knows those that are his. And again, that also speaks to the difference between God's holy prophets and those who are raised up as, or whose position as prophets, who learn how to prophesy based on what they've been taught, rather than being the mouthpiece of God. So I had to say that, because the prophets of old, Isaiah, Ezekiel, they had to preach the word and decree decrees against some things that were currently operating. And Jesus himself came for that very purpose. Amen. When he overturned the tables. Amen. When he warned the disciples that when he said, he sent them out, he sent them out as wolves among sheep. When he said, behold and beware about false prophets and false teachers. So in this time, the decrees and declarations that I make, that he have me speak, is moving not only in the heavens, but they're being brought forth in the second heavens in the universe to be established. And I have many, and there are many other body of Christ that's echoing that. As I glean from other ministries and get my feed, I'm seeing, okay, Lord, you're confirming your word with signs and wonders. Another thing about rituals is that they are observed by of behaviors, amen, and they are exhibited by all who are part of that belief system, amen, and part of that society. So rituals, when we all have the same mind, amen, we're speaking the same thing, we partake in that, amen. And that's the thing that I so love about the Holy Spirit and about the apostles, and what he said about us being on one accord, having our hearts knit in love, that those rituals, those things that we practice, amen, we share among other people, amen. And one thing about rituals define and describe us as human beings, amen. They are reflective of who we are. Amen. People, they share their rituals. Amen. I have a beauty ritual. Every night before I go to bed, until I wake up in the morning, so I put on moisturizer, and that's a ritual that I have. And we share rituals, you know, we share beauty secrets and things that we do to you know. So rituals are a good thing. Amen. And the thing that I so love about the Lord giving me this as this month's offering, because it's really important in you understanding how you'll receive your harvest, amen, how important it is for you to bear fruit, amen. One of the things that we see rituals truly manifested in is in the Holy Eucharist, when we partake of the Lord's body and his blood. Amen. And the thing that he said to me and was sharing with me as I prepared this message was that it's real dangerous. It's real dangerous to partake of any ritual, and either you're doing it for the wrong reasons, especially if it's satanic and demonic. That's definitely a no-no. But when you're partaking and doing of a ritual, and you're doing it unworthily, amen. That's something that needs to be to be examined. And I'm going to go quickly to 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, because he gave me this, and he was saying that my body and my blood is a ritual that many are practicing, amen. And he warned of partaking of his body and his blood unworthily. And for the sake of time, in your own time, you can read it. But I really want to bring out what he said to me about the chalice, because I entitled this message "The Chalice and the Wardrobe." And the chalice represents the cup. Amen. The cup we must bear. And the thing that he spoke to me was that what is returning to the house of the Lord, what is returning to the house of the Lord is the fear of the Lord. Amen. Because there's been a lack of reverence for the things of his, the holy artifacts that's in the house of God, the things that he deemed valuable. Amen. And that's why I spoke and gave the scripture before about which is more valuable, the altar, the gift, or the altar to sanctify the gift. And many people have got this thing twisted, you know, and got it confused. And God is bringing judgment, and he's bringing correction on those things. And one thing that he gave me was when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. When he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, the Lord prayed. He prayed with sweat and tears that, Lord, if this be thy will, let this cup pass before me. Amen. And so we're going to drink of the cup of the Lord. Amen. We need to really diligently pray and see if it's his will. Amen. And Jesus, when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he literally put out that fleece. That was his prayer, but he was asking God to give him a sign. If this be your will, Lord, let this cup pass before me. And many people are not really praying and approaching the things of God with that reverence anymore, because things have become so familiar. Things have become I know how this goes. And we're dealing with God's people haphazardly. We're dealing with his things with unclean hands. Amen. And that's one of the things that Paul was talking about in 1 Corinthians. And he said that in verse 28, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eat it and drink it unworthily, eat it and drink it damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Amen. He said, for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. He's even put judgment on many people and killed them. For if we judge ourselves, we will not be judged. Amen. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Amen. He said, wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. Amen. And so that's the thing we should be doing. We should be truly tarrying, interceding for each other. Amen. According to the Spirit. According to the Spirit. And you only can tarry with a person that's in your presence. Amen. That you're joined to. Because again, as I said yesterday in the broadcast, we only know in part and we prophesy in part. And we have been given the Spirit of God in measure. Amen. And the thing that he was saying to me was that that we need to pray the more earnest. Amen. And when we partake in those things that he has instituted in the church, by way of the body and the members of the body, by way of eating and drinking of his blood, which he showed us how to do. When we do that,
and do it so haphazardly, because it's what we're supposed to do, because it's first Sunday. That's a woe. That's a woe. Amen. So I just wanted to bring that part of the message out, because that's one of the things he said he was doing. He was releasing and the reverence of the Lord. That it's not our will, but His will be done. We have to really begin to pray a true desire for His will. I'm going to quickly try to get through this, because if I don't finish this, I'll come back and finish it tomorrow, because I don't want to just rush through it. So I'm going to do much as I can now, and I see this probably, it might be a part two, but I'm going to get through much as I can with this now and come back. Okay, another thing that he said to me is that when we have the reverence for Father God's holy things, we will see the fullness of the Godhead bodily manifest itself in our worship. Amen. We'll see the fullness of God manifest in our life, our very life, our everyday life. Amen. Because that's where He's supposed to really be manifested, in our everyday life. And he said that that's the thing. He wants to reveal the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Amen. And that comes by what? Our worship of Him. And that worship is not just in just us singing a song. It's it really having a posture of saying, Lord, you are my King, you are my God, you are Lord of my life, I'm submitted to your word. Because if you're not submitted to the word of God and His will, you going to a church and being submitted to a man or a leader is of no avail. Amen. Because our first covenant, amen, is with the Lord and His word and His blood. Amen. And again, if you serve the Lord and you're saved because you choose to be. At least I am. I choose to be saved. Nobody has to tell me to stay saved. I want to be saved because, what, I love Him. Hallelujah. Okay, another thing he said is that he said that when we are partaking and practicing our holy convocation, because that's what I'm doing, doing my dress rehearsals, amen, he said that, I change not. I'm the Lord thy God. I'm the same today, tomorrow, and forevermore. Amen. And he said, this is the challenge that many face as the bride and as the members of the body of Christ, that even though, you know, he doesn't change, again, the way the wind blows and how he wants to do it changes. Amen. And again, that's unique to each and every one of us. And that's a real fine line that we have to walk when it comes to dealing with other people, especially a lot of leaders. Amen. Because you can overstep your boundaries with those who God has sent forth. Amen. It's a difference in someone who's a lay member and a difference in someone who's actually a anointed leader who God has called forth, amen, and how you allow that person to be engrafted, amen. And that only comes by respect, amen. That comes by respecting that person and what they say the Lord said and all that stuff. And that's for another broadcast, but I wanted to share that. I want to declare that. He said, I'm the same today, tomorrow, and forevermore, and that the challenge is to move by the Spirit. What time is it? Okay, I have a few more minutes. Okay, and the challenge is for us to move by the Spirit. And so he said, that's why I gave you the power to speak the things I have given you. Amen. And I've revealed to you, amen, revealed to you when I speak. And he said to me that an analogy he gave me was when the Lord reveals revelation to us and it's downloaded. He said, I download to you and I reveal and I release revelation to you, and it goes in like a file. He said, it goes in a file. And he said, I have already selected the file to hold that which I've released to you. Amen. And he said, I only know where the file is once I download it to you. He said, and in our spirit, he said, when only I know where the file is when it's downloaded in your spirit. It's And he said, and I know how to bring it up. That's what he said to me. He said, and I know how to bring it up. And we'll release it and its content, amen, from your belly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I kind of stumbled on that, but I just wanted to let me say that again so you can get clarity on what he was saying. He said when he revealed revelation and he releases a download, he said it goes into a file, like when we on a computer on you and you say something, it goes into a file, and he said that file is a file that I know how to file it away. And he said when it's time for that content to come up that I've downloaded in you by way of prayer, praise, reading the word, hearing the word, because faith comes by hearing by the word of God, he said, then I will release the content in and by the living waters, amen, which comes from what? Your belly. He said, so there is no way of controlling, amen, him, amen. And that's why it's real dangerous to be so caught up in prophecy and want to know every darn thing, because even if you can and you do know what the Lord is saying, he's the one that's going to bring it to pass. And so he said that spirit of control, and even people who have used the spirit of prophecy to try to get ahead of him and get ahead of the people, he said, I'm dealing with that, because he said that some things you won't know what I'm saying until I give it to you in that hour. And that's what he told the disciples, take no thought what you should drink, take no thought what you should say. In that hour, I will give you what to say. Amen. And I tell you, God has this thing. The Lord knows. He already knew how people would try to do, you know, and if you are a true disciple, you'll be fine with that, amen. And so he said because when that word is released, which is the living waters from your belly, and that I give you in that hour, he said that word will become flesh, amen. And he said I'll watch over that word to perform it, amen. And that my word will not return to me void, but it'll prosper until he sends it, amen. And he also said a word fitly spoken through the mouth of his servants is the word that will bring healing and deliverance, amen. And that word that is being spoken, amen, even prophetically, will also heal, amen. And so he said that as it relates to the wardrobe, amen, he said that word that became flesh, the thing that now will what? Clothe you, amen. And he spoke of the wardrobe and speaking of the garments, the holy garments that he gives us to wear, how there's a fresh anointing, new anointing coming upon us being adorned, amen. So he said, I'm adorning you with my love. I'm adorning you with the apostolic mantle and mandate, amen. And that this new wardrobe, amen, is beautiful, amen. So I just wanted to make sure that I expounded upon that, because we're seeing a lot of different manifestations in the earth realm, and a lot of stuff that's manifesting are really displacing people, amen. And our praise will array us, amen. And so in closing, I just want to say that whatever we do in word and deed, whatever you do in word and deed, I pray that it is unto the Lord. I pray that there will be no holes in your feast, amen, that whatever offerings, amen, that they will be accepted before the Lord, amen. You don't want to be like, you don't be like Cain, amen, who brought his offering to the Lord, and the Lord didn't accept it, amen. That's why he gave me about there's holes in your feast, amen. I pray that your offerings and that the cup, whatever cup you have to bear, whatever cross you have to bear, that it's a true one, amen. No false burdens, and that whatever you wear, it will be the armor of God, amen. It will be pleasing to him, amen, and that adorning is in the spirit, not in the flesh, amen, that we to take no thought, amen. He called the lily of the fields, he will call us, amen, and we, that adorning, amen, is by the spirit of truth, amen, and by his love, amen. So God bless you. It seems like I got through all of it, and I'm going to post it to my Facebook, my Twitter feed, and I pray that your heart and your spirit, amen, will continue to rejoice in the God of your salvation. With that, I'm going to bid you peace, love, and much blessings. And know that, you know, that this is a time of perfection. And he said, let us go on to perfection. And when things appear contrary, that's just a sign for us to go back to the master, amen, and see where we missed it, amen. And sometimes it could be seeing that line at the door, amen. So I love you. Peace, blessings, and much love. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your afternoon and evening. And I'll definitely be back this week with more of Infirm's Offering, Your Fall Harvest. Peace, love, and many, many blessings. Love you.